For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. I just got a message here on Snapchat. And it's a question from someone by the name of Noah, and I'm going to take the time to respond to it in this video because I think it can really benefit a lot of people that are watching this right now to pick up on some of the limiting patterns, beliefs that we have in our life, and also make that shift to a more empowering mindset and attitude in our lives. So Noah here writes, "Sometimes I lose motivation because I feel like life has no point. I am not depressed. I'm a very happy person. For example, I've worked hard in school and got all A's, but I feel like I haven't benefited from it at all. Could you talk a bit about happiness and fulfillment and maybe reasons to succeed?" All right, so Noah, you gave me a lot of information here, and there's a lot of things that I picked up on. And first that you mentioned is that you feel like life has no point. And if you believe that, if that's a belief that you have and what you tell yourself is that life has no point, then that's not a very empowering belief. That's a very disempowering belief that's going to hold you back in your life, as you probably are already experiencing it, because if life has no point, then why even bother? Why even wake up each day? Why even achieve a goal? Why even do anything if there's no point in it all? So this belief, I want you to understand that this is a belief system. You know, one of the things I've learned whenever I coach and work with people is that you always have to take someone's problem or their challenge, and you always have to define it in a solvable term. And when you refer to life has no point and what kind of what you described, it's a very unsolvable problem. And that's why a lot of people get so overwhelmed, because they make something to be so big instead of simplifying it into a more defining it as a solvable problem. So I want you to understand this is just a belief. Okay, it's just a belief, and you can shift a belief. It's hard to change your entire life, but it's easy to change a pattern or a belief. And you can change a belief or pattern, it can change everything for you. So life has no meaning, or life has no point, is what you said. Is that really true? Is that really a true statement? For those that are watching or listening to this right now, is that true? Is it true that life has no point? Is that a useful belief system? Now, if you were to be honest with yourself, and you start to question your beliefs, then whenever you believe something, you believe it because you no longer question it. But if you start to question it and ask yourself, is that really true? You know, how do I know that's true? Is it possible that that could be something that I made up? Is it possible that, you know, that is something that I maybe misinterpreted a certain event or circumstance in my life? Or is it possible that I might have modeled that from someone else, and that's why I might be caught up in that belief system? Is it possible that maybe I went through a little bit of pain and that's what kind of led me to believing this and coming to this conclusion? Is it possible that there's other people out in the world that don't have this belief and that believe that life has, you know, an incredible meaning to it? So asking yourself those questions, Noah, is the first step. And I'm asking this of you right now, if you're watching this, as well as those that are watching this video, is to really question these limiting beliefs that we have, that we tell ourselves, because whatever you tell yourself will be true and real for you, whether it's based on reality or not, right? If you believe that life has no point, then that's going to be your experience. That's what you're going to manifest and create. But there's other people out there that don't believe this, and they have a much more empowered quality of life. So I want you to be aware
of what you say to yourself. I want you to be aware of these patterns that you have, the language that you use, because the language that you use is going to manifest different emotions in yourself and in your life. So I would make sure you're aware of that and question it, but also, you know, is there a point of life? What is the more empowering belief that you could believe instead? What is the value of life? You know, for me personally, if you were to ask me, life has no point, I say, what are you talking about? There's so much meaning to life. There's so much value that life provides. And that is just every day being able to wake up and having new adventures and experiences that, you know, it's, you have no idea what's going to happen each day. Each day is an adventure. You never know who you're going to meet. You know, there's relationships out there, other human beings that you can share your life with. There's so much of the planet and the world that you can explore, that you can enjoy, that you can really experience. There's so much parts of yourself that you can grow and develop within yourself. You know, there's so many things you can achieve or create or give. And so what it sounds like is you haven't found a mission for your life, a purpose, something that empowers you each day, something that, what you know, drives you every single day of your life. And I did a video on how to find your purpose and your mission statement that you can refer to on my YouTube channel, on my blog. But you've got to find something that you're going to decide is what your life is really going to be about. And that's something that doesn't have to take a lot of time, just deciding what that is. You know, maybe it just that, you know, that for you, your purpose is going to be able to grow and be the best that you can be. Or maybe it's so that you can give and make an impact. Maybe it's so that you can enjoy each day fully. Maybe it's so that you can explore every part of the world or every part of yourself, right? Or maybe so you could be a role model, an example to others. Maybe it's so that you can just live with love every day and be a source for love. Whatever that is for you, you got to decide what that is, because that's what's going to give you that meaning that you're desiring right now in your life. Now, you said you're not depressed, you're not happy. And by the way, one thing that Martin Luther King said is that a man or a woman that hasn't found something they're willing to die for isn't fit to live. So finding that purpose, finding that mission in your life is a really important, powerful priority. For me, my mission in life is to grow and to give and to feel even more fully alive. And that's something I remind myself every day. I live that every day. And that's what gives me a lot of meaning in what I do. But understand that all it is a belief. And when you shift that to something else and you condition that in your life, then that's what's going to be true for you. Okay, moving on. You say you worked hard in school, but you haven't feel that you've gotten any benefit from it. You got all A's. See, this here is also a limiting belief that you have, is that you haven't benefited from that. Now, again, I'm going to question you. I'm going to challenge you on this. And this is the benefit, by the way, of having a coach or someone that is not going to accept certain stories or limitations, because for me, I'm all about the truth. I just want to get to the truth. The truth is the most powerful thing to change your life. Is it true that you haven't benefited from going to school and getting straight A's? You know, of course not. You know, you've benefited in so many ways. By going to school, one, have you met anyone? Have you met any people? Have you improved any social skills or relationship skills with other human beings? Probably yes. By you going to school, did you learn even just how to show up each day and be consistent? Did you learn how to actually learn information that's being presented to you from a teacher or from a book and help maybe improve your reading skills, your learning capacity, your memory, your focus? By you going to school and getting straight A's, did you learn how to actually work hard and be given a task and actually follow through on it and complete it and turn it in and do a good job with it? Of course. So there's already so many skills and benefits that you've gotten from going to school, but you're not seeing it because you got blinders on. You got a blind spot that's preventing you from seeing the benefit and value that you have. It's like someone that is unhappy and depressed in life. You have to be, in order for you to be unhappy and depressed, you have to be deleting and not paying attention to all the good in your life, all the blessings, all the gifts, because it's all there around you. You just have to look for it. You have to focus on it more. So focusing on, you know, all the good, the benefit that you've gotten from school is what you have to train your mind. Your mind is focused on, if your mind is trained, you train your mind to look for, you know, what's not there or the bad or the lack of value, then that's what you're going to find. I believe there's value in everything. There's good in everything if you look for it. So you got to start asking yourself this question every day, which is, where's the good in this? Where have I benefited? What has been the benefit for me? And keep asking yourself that, because that's what's going to train you to look for it. And then celebrate it. Take it in. Feel it. Be like, yeah. Feel a sense of pride and accomplishment from that. You know, we all have to get out of our heads more and into our bodies and our heart and celebrate the amazing richness of our lives, because I don't care what your life looks like, we all have that. We all have so much that we can be grateful for and really appreciate. So you asked to talk about happiness and fulfillment. Well, to be happy and fulfilled, you have to be focused on the good of your life. Focus on things that make you happy and things that you can be happy about or happy for. And like I said, you don't have to go out there and achieve and do all these things to be happy. There's so many things right now around you that you could choose to focus on and create an empowering meaning of, because the meaning of life is what's going to produce the emotion, right? It's not the events of your life, because you could have the same event as someone else, but someone else could pull a more empowering meaning from it. You know, two people, I've shared this story many times before, they can go to Iraq and they're in the army and they both lose their legs. They come back to America. And one person has the belief, because of that experience, he associated a meaning to that event, that life has no meaning, it has no point. I didn't benefit from that experience at all. My life is horrible, and now I want to kill myself. The other person comes back, same experience, in the wheelchair, no legs. That associates a different meaning to that. And instead he decides, you know what? Oh my God, because of that event, I've learned to live life fully. I've learned that, you know, I've gotten a second chance here, and that life, you know, so much more of life that I took for granted, I'm now enjoying and appreciating even more. And that every day I'm going to live my life to be an inspiration to others. I'm going to live my life to the fullest every day. I'm going to give myself and my love to every human being. And there's people in the world that have no arms or no legs that have decided that they're going to be happier than ever, regardless of the circumstances of life. So happiness is a choice and a decision, and that choice and decision is to create empowering meanings in your life and to look for the good and focus on that and really feel that every single day. And, you know, Noah, if you haven't already got a morning ritual, you need one. You need it because you have to condition yourself. Morning ritual is the practical way of doing that. You could check out my morning ritual videos on YouTube. Those are free. If you want my morning ritual mastery course, you can invest in that at morningritualmastery.com. But that's an essential thing, because you've got to train yourself. You've got to condition yourself to be happy and to shift those beliefs that you have that are holding you back. And then also, if you're not a member of Life Mastery Accelerator, which is an inexpensive monthly mentoring program that I have, I did a coaching session on emotions and happiness and really getting out of your head and into your body, into your heart. Because if you live in your head, then you're dead. Not physically, but emotionally. And a lot of people live in their head. Their head is great for achievement. It's great for strategy. It's great for business. It's great for success, but it's horrible for happiness and fulfillment. That it's not until you learn to get out of your head and into your body and your heart more often and actually feel emotions of your life that you're really going to be the most happy and fulfilled. You know, often, you know, if I were to ask you what's something you're happy about in your life, if you just intellectualize that answer, you think, well, I'm happy about my life. I'm happy about my health. I'm happy about my relationship. I'm happy about my school. If you intellectually just think about the answer, it's not going to change. You're not going to feel it. You have to get out of your head and not just think about what you're happy for, but feel it. Really think, oh my God, I'm so happy about this. And why are you happy about it? What does that give you? What has that provided for you? Really go deep with it, not just at the surface, because happiness is not found at the surface. It's found when you go deep. That's what fulfillment is. So Noah, my friend, hopefully this could benefit you, but just be aware of those patterns. Be aware of those limiting beliefs. Make a conscious effort to shift them. Create a more empowering ritual and empowering meanings out of everything in life. And to condition and get out of your head and into your heart and your body. That's what's going to make you feel happy and most alive. And hopefully this can serve you, my friend. And I want to thank you for watching. So for those that have enjoyed this video, hit the thumbs up button and leave a comment. Love to hear what you guys think. Subscribe for more videos. And I got a few links below in the description for you guys to check out more. Until next time, talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more.
Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.